The Ohio Attorney General said today that he'll go to court to suspend a member of Cincinnati's city council. P.G. Sittenfeld was arrested late last week and now faces federal corruption charges. He's the third member of the council to face bribery charges this year. Let's get more from Howard Wilkinson. He's the senior political analyst for member station WVXU in Cincinnati. Howard, welcome. This is stunning. Councilman Sittenfeld was accused of taking $40,000 in bribes in exchange for votes on a development project. What more can you tell us?
Well, this really was stunning, and it's been stunning, you know, to have three of these situations this year on city council. We've had council manager form of government for almost 100 years, and there had never been a council member arrested and charged with a felony crime. Sittenfeld has a different view of this thing, obviously, but he was taking bribes in exchange for votes on a development contract, but his money was going into a PAC that he was kind of building slowly to run for mayor in 2021.
What about the other cases? Three council members total have been arrested and charged. Two of them are Democrats, one's a Republican. Are any of these cases connected to each other, or are they all isolated?
Well, they're pretty much isolated, except for the fact that the Republican, Jeff Pastor, has been indicted in the same development project as P.G. Sittenfeld. But in Pastor's case, he is accused of pocketing the money, as is the Democrat, Tamaya Denard, who was arrested in February and pled guilty to one count in June. She is actually to be sentenced tomorrow morning on her count, but they're not related. It's part of a very large FBI operation, the U.S. District Attorney of Southern Ohio. It may not be over yet.
Yeah, well, and just briefly, I mean, we're in a moment now in the United States where Americans are struggling with trust in government. How is all of this going over with the people of Cincinnati?
Well, it's not going over very well because we're just, you know, people in Cincinnati are just not used to this. This has not happened. You know, city council has acted in a silly manner before, but never in a criminal manner, and they're used to that. But they're not used to this kind of thing, and people are not happy. And it's disrupted the mayoral campaign for next year because Sittenfeld was the leading candidate.
Howard Wilkinson, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Peter.